Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents The Big Five at Five, number five.
Wow, June. A lot of football stories you got to. And sort of football. Did you see the latest TB12 Giselle cause?
Well, even worse
that they're involved in. Because I would have not, there's no way I would have known about this cause if not for a t-shirt.
Well,
in the Brady Giselle photo.
I saw the, didn't Brady have just an I Heart Giselle shirt on?
Mm-hmm.
It's just awful.
Yeah. Nowhere near, you know, we never mentioned the GSW parade. Did you see what Draymond Green had? Draymond Green is very much into the personal t-shirts.
Yeah.
Did you see the t-shirt he had on today for the parade?
Did he have, it looked like a broken hand, like a fist that had been punched something?
No.
Was it Arthur one?
It was the Arthur hand. Remember the Arthur hand on Instagram from LeBron? It was the Arthur hand. It was the Arthur hand on a t-shirt with three rings.
Oh, that's
pretty good.
I saw it from far away.
I don't like Dr. Dre, but it was pretty good.
I thought it might be a mock on him punching the board. I thought it was like a hand with a couple broken fingers.
No, it was the frustrated Arthur hand shaking with three rings.
All right, well, that makes more sense then. It's good.
Except, I guess it doesn't make sense. Well, no. Actually, LeBron does have three rings. But so does Draymond.
I think it's more Draymond.
Is he mocking on 3 of 9?
I have no idea.
Is he frustrated? He's 3 and 6 overall?
Maybe. I think it's Draymond's three rings.
All right, so TB12's t-shirt. Cool, infuriating, funny, what?
I mean, it's awful. This is cheesy.
You're not going to wear an I Love Lucy for your dog t-shirt?
No.
No?
Definitely not.
It's the Patriots offseason has been really weird because there was that thing at the end of the week last week. By the way, let me finish where we're going here. Did you see the cause that they're backing?
No.
They're anti-plastic straws.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I'd never thought of this.
Do the straws go into, like, the water eventually?
I mean, it's plastic, so I guess it could jack up animals and stuff.
Well, because I know that was a big one with the six-packs with the plastic things around them.
Yep.
That they would go in the water and animals would get caught in them. Which, to me, that's just dumb animal.
No.
I'm kidding.
I'm not super pro-animal, but I don't want to see them strangled by a freaking beer six-pack holder.
That's awful.
Whatever those are called.
Yeah, what are they called?
Beer six-pack holder. I don't know.
You get a... Get a patent on that.
Yeah, they're involved in beet plastic pollution. And Brady said, I'm out on single-use plastic straws.
So he's in like he's going to use the multi-use ones?
Well, I think they have paper.
Okay. Well, why? I don't know that we need straws anyway.
I need a straw.
You're using one right now?
Yeah. I have a plastic straw, too.
Don't care about animals or the environment.
You know, I thought about it a lot the rest of the day. If I can budget... Well, number one, what do you do at convenience... All these convenience stores, there's millions of them. They're not all going to switch to paper straws.
If Brady says it, the ones in New England are.
Possibly. Possibly.
I mean, there's nobody that has more power than Brady.
So you're going to make the case that it's not really about the plastic straw... We just have to separate ourselves from the need for the straw.
Well, I would say take this as a good start and saying, hey, you know what, Brady, good point. Never thought about how awful these plastic straws are for the environment. This is terrible. But why do we need straws at all? And stop using your
straw. Sorry about that.
Why do we need them at all? Like, you could easily take the top off that drink and just drink it.
I could.
You don't need a straw.
And it's a trustworthy cup because I brought it from home.
It's a childish thing anyway.
I'm using a straw, too, so I'm trying to keep that hidden from Adam.
People are very much germaphobes at restaurants, though. Do you drink straight out of the glass at a restaurant?
Absolutely.
You know, the funny thing is, you'll drink a pint of beer, but people are like, I'm not drinking straight out of a glass.
Right.
Of water.
But I'd rather have this pint that eight people slobbered on today, drunk.
Well, they do clean them.
Right. But
we hope.
They clean the cups in the restaurant, too.
I know.
I think no straws. I think that should be our cause as a show.
No straws.
No straws.
We're going to one up Brady. Get rid of them all.
Brady, why stop there? Yeah, you're
you know the Kraft and Brady own some paper straw mill.
Of course they do.
Strawless.
They're somehow they're making mega bucks off of this.
Of course they are.
Just can't
trust
them. That's
the only explanation.
Speaking of not being able to trust, the other Patriot note I wanted to get to, we never really got into Edelman, the cheater. So they finally got one of them on the Patriots.
Finally. Thanks to Reddit.
That was weird last week. I mean, it's not shocking, right?
not at all.
You've got an organization that cuts corners from the top down. You're sort of encouraged to do that. And you've got an older player trying to come back from injury. Which, it happens. Older guys, you start freaking out. You know, you want to lengthen the career a year or two. Come back.
And it's somebody who, once the team started trying to cut ties with somebody who provides them a lot of fixes in Guerrero, the team starts trying to push players away from him. This happens.
Will they sign Dez Bryant as a result?
I don't think so. You never know.
I'm guessing they go white to white.
You got to find a white?
Eric Decker's available.
All right, that makes sense. They like athletic whites.
Dez Bryant, Macklin, Decker. Some of the best receivers out there.
Well, you got to go. You have to go white. I mean, they have their white in Hogan.
They're white.
Yeah, they have their white. So they can move him into
they lost Amendola.
That role. They need some more whites. Decker makes a lot of sense.
Sadly, it is the Boston area we're talking about. I know New Englanders hate when we say that, but truth is truth.
Number four.
That was it, my friend.
I know.
That was it. Who is Clay Harbor and why is he in the news?
He was a tight end. I mean, he still technically is a tight end in the NFL. He doesn't have a team.
Maybe
right
not
now.
Anymore.
There's a couple athletes on this season of The Bachelorette. Now, I have never seen the show before, so I couldn't help you out with who's on it or why they're on it or what they even do. But I watched a clip online. For some reason, yesterday, they pitted the dudes are trying to win the girl, right? I think that's how The Bachelorette works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The guys were in a football game.
They put on pads.
Put on pads.
Helmets.
And played a football game.
And they made them play a football game against an NFL player.
Clay Harbor's in the NFL.
That's a disaster for these other guys. He must have destroyed them.
Well, he did. If you watch, there's one play. If you watch it, he looks like one of those old, God, who was Marcus Dupree? Remember when they showed him playing like Pop Warner? And he was just destroying. He was running over them, around them, by them. He looked like he was playing little kids. And Clay Harbor looks like that. He catches a pass and just destroys everyone in the secondary. Around him, through him, over him. And there's one last guy that makes a valiant effort to try to tackle him at like the 2-yard line. And Clay Harbor throws a stiff arm at him and throws him to the ground and scores. One problem. He broke his wrist. Throwing the stiff arm. Oof. He stiff-armed the guy so hard that he broke his wrist throwing the stiff arm out there. Now, this happens on national TV. Clay Harbor doesn't have a team. He's a free agent. So he has to immediately go on Twitter like, by the way, team, just so you know, it was filmed a little bit ago. I'm healthy now. I'm not hurt anymore. I can still play. But he did pull out of the competition. Apparently, you can't get a rose. I think they hand out roses to people.
Yep.
You can't get a rose if your wrist is broken, apparently. You can't close your hand on it, supposedly.
Wow.
And he had to get medical treatment, so he was out of the rose ceremony.
Right.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, he later got the group rose because she was really into him. And following everything that happened, he had to tell her, you know, this is my bread and butter. I help my family through football. I have to leave. And she was very bummed, broken.
So he's off the show.
Yep. That's what happened.
So you watched it. Why did they have a football game?
The bachelorettes and they pick silly dates. So like they'll take you to like a studio so you can write a rap or a country song, or they'll take you out to play like lacrosse.
Why did she pick football? Was she trying to get everyone else killed?
I know. I don't know.
Can you imagine if you're like some 6 foot, 160 pound guy and like, hey, here's an NFL tight end. Show you're a man, brother. You want her or not?
She like, was really
not really.
Him.
I don't want to die to get her.
She was running up and down the sideline cheering.
Yikes.
This play that I watched. She was very into it.
What is going on? How desperate is network TV?
No, that's
just
a
watch.
Point.
Watch males get slaughtered for the right to potentially get married.
Are you proud if you're the guy that couldn't make the tackle, but you took the stiff arm and broke his arm? Are you proud of that?
Because he's a little bit.
He scored the touchdown.
Yeah, a little bit.
You didn't really get in his way at all.
Goes on the old resume.
Broke NFL player's arm.
Number three.
Who's more fragile than Clay Harbor?
Well, Andrew Luck could have, for one.
Are we still on this lookout for when he's going to throw? When an NFL quarterback is finally going to throw a football?
We're not on the lookout. He threw one.
Okay.
It's happened. It has happened. Andrew Luck touched a football, he picked it up, and he threw it.
June 12th, right?
Yeah.
Over under 6.5 for the Colts for wins this year. Dead under?
Oh, there he is. He's throwing it right on the screen, too. Oh, they didn't even...
they cut the video. Why is this such a secret? What was it last week? Wasn't he throwing, like, mini footballs?
Oh, yeah, he was throwing tennis balls a while ago. this is insane.
Do you think this team has any chance to win 7, 8, 9 games? They were 4-12 last year.
He said the pain is gone. He's feeling better.
Do you believe he's going to play a full season?
Okay, well, I just saw him throw.
What does that mean? It was terrible?
Yeah. He's like Markelle Fultz shooting a jumper.
No, he wasn't.
Listen. I don't think he's going to be fully healthy. I'll say it right now, but I'm going to change my mind probably. I'm not picking him in fantasy.
God, I took him last year.
So did I.
Why did we do that? Do we cover this at all? Do we watch sports?
That's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
By like week four, he was supposed to be back. Well, I took him in the 16th round of the draft.
I think he was my second quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, he's
obviously
definitely
I didn't
mine.
Just go.
first.
I went in last year with Andrew Luck and Kaepernick.
Strong.
Yeah, I think there's some upside.
Good.
And roll the dice.
Hackenberg, just in case.
Hackenberg.
Yeah, just in case he gets in a game at some point along the way. I don't have a whole lot of confidence that he's just going to come out and be great. I mean, he hasn't thrown a football in over a year. He finally threw one today. He has a couple months to get ready, but, I mean, it's a long way from being able to throw to being ready to play in a game.
We joke about Hackenberg. Maybe the Colts are one of the organizations that may give Hack a third chance. If you missed it earlier today, Raiders dump Christian Hackenberg after getting him from the Jets after about 23 days in the organization.
I'd rather have Luck throw left-handed than Hackenberg throw right.
Number two.
I'm going to say something that almost no one agrees with. Mike Tomlin is an awesome coach.
It's true.
Why do you think I'm saying that?
Well, I don't know why you're saying it right now, but I've always agreed that he's an awesome coach.
I think he has shortcomings, but for what that guy has to deal with...
To manage these players?
With this drama all the freaking time? We know Big Ben is just an absolute low-character dude. So you got a guy leading the team who's a me guy and a phony. And we know what the allegations were more than a few years ago. Le'Veon Bell wants to get paid. I don't blame him for that, but the problem with that, and I 99% of the time I back guys getting their money, like, bro, you're the one who's in the program who at any moment could get suspended again by the NFL. So I got to make a commitment to you, a long-term commitment, instead of going year to year. And I understand the frustration, but you sort of put yourself in this position. And then there's... What is going on here with Antonio Brown? So Brown spoke to the media. I don't really know what he's saying here. He's talking about not having freedom and basically that the media is torturing him.
Fans come meet me at the field. You know, I can't do nothing normal. You know, you guys write about me every day. My mom, my kids here. So we have to deal with these type of things, you know. And I started to think to myself, am I really free? You know, I can't really express myself in this game. I can't really tell you guys how I feel.
Okay. So he was whining there about the media, which I don't really get. And then he started talking about Le'Veon Bell. We'll read what he said about Le'Veon Bell. It's pretty clear what he's saying here, right?
Yes.
He's ripping on his teammate for not being there. And after people quote him, Antonio Brown's like, see, I talked to you guys, and now you take it out of context and misrepresent me.
It wasn't taken out of context. It wasn't misrepresented. He said what he said about Le'Veon Bell. I guess he was upset that it was actually published?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was asked last month what advice he'd give Bell based on his own experiences. Brown said, the first rule of getting better is showing up.
sounds pretty clear.
I mean, his delivery may not have been the same as mine, but he followed that up by saying, this is Antonio Brown about Le'Veon Bell. And this is why Mike Tomlin all the time with the freaking drama with dudes on this team. You can't make anything better without showing up to make everyone understand where he wants to be. He wants to be here, not just for this year, but years to come. Come out here and show up. Show up and get better and show guys you're serious. I mean, it's like double, triple, quadruple down.
He did the right thing here, and he didn't leave room for vagaries.
Right.
He didn't leave room for anything else. This is his comment. This is what he said. Very easy to report that.
Ready for this? First rule of getting better is showing up. Another quote. You can't make anything better without showing up. Third time he says it. Come out here and show up. Fourth time he says it. Show up and get better.
Show guys you're serious.
Right. He then says, following up on this, that he was misrepresented. He said, you guys paint me a picture to talk about Le'Veon. Okay. He says, I didn't say show up. You said it four times.
I just said the first rule of getting better is showing up. I didn't say show up. He's got his own business.
Oh, my God.
Like, you were incredibly clear, and I applaud you for being incredibly clear. There's no room to take it out of context. There's no room for anything. You just said that. I didn't say show up. You didn't say it. You said it four times.
It really is amazing that Mike Tomlin deals with this. You know? Because he has no patience.
No.
Remember, what was the issue last year, middle of the year? He got mad at the media, and he's like, you beatniks. Beatniks? You're 30, what is he, like 44 years old? Making a reference to 1967? You weren't even born.
He was mad at Antonio Brown for, like, Facebook Living, right?
Right.
I mean, he really is.
What a motley crew.
He doesn't have much time for frivolity. And then he's got to come in and deal with this. You imagine he's like, he comes in, he hears this interview, he's like, oh man, they took Antonio out of context. Let me find out what happened. Antonio. They didn't take you out of context.
Talk about a guy who wants to freaking, you know, LeBron a whiteboard. Right? He must want to punch stuff all the time.
Every day.
Like, I just want to coach football. Again with this?
Number one.
The day is here, my friend. Where's your sticker? Where is your sticker?
I don't participate in stickers.
Are you ashamed that you voted?
No, I'm just not.
Okay.
That's a dumb thing.
Did you vote?
Of course.
What do you think? Now, the most hotly contested race today was the nomination for governor in the state on the Democratic side. Embarrassing levels of money spent on this. Everyone should step back and look at the amount of money we spend in these elections.
Yeah.
It's abhorrent. Anyway, Steve Sisolak, Chris G. For sports fans out there, how many people do you think... I think I might be disappointed in this answer, but how many people do you think are one-issue voters?
On sports?
Well, we're on a sports radio station, and I wonder how many people went to go vote in the... You have to be registered, but voted on the Democratic side and picked between Sisolak and Chris G. Their stances are pretty clear when it comes to sports and funding.
Yeah.
Chris G was not a pro funding the stadium position, and Sisolak certainly was. And Sisolak played it up even more with ads around the time of the VGK run and the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many people went and voted just on that as that is their biggest issue.
Well, I think those would also include 1 October people who saw Sisolak as driving force of a lot of the fundraising because he put himself front and center with it.
So, I have a feeling that will be a gigantic issue if he does get the nomination.
Yeah, I think so too.
That will be a big one in November.
I would agree.
You're not going to tell us who you voted for, huh? Clearly, you're a sports guy. You must have voted for Sisolak.
Well, I'm technically not allowed to.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. You journalist.
I know.
Nah, nothing. Nothing in the body language.
Can you turn it on hand?
No hand signs. I didn't vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Saving that for after the show.
What's that?
Saving it for after the show?
No, I'm not.
I don't think
I'm not affiliated with a party.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I vote where I want.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Chrissy not registered, I'm guessing.
Oh, you guessed right, my
You
friend.
Are voting in November, though.
Oh, yes.
Do you believe her?
No. Have you ever voted?
Nope.
That's You're off the show if you don't
that
vote.
That was my assumption.
You are off the show. If you don't vote in midterm elections, you got to get off the show. Come on, it's too important.
No, I mean,
ghosting friends of ours that screw us over for LA guests like it happened today with Arash, which, by the way, we didn't get into this today. Real small drama here, drama in the LBC. So Chrissy with Arash Markazi, ESPN, internet, you know, whiz and man of the people, she goes and meets a big group with Arash at Westgate. She ghosts him. She just leaves. I had heard that Arash talked to enough people in L.A. today that made us booking a Laker guest really difficult. So it's already coming back to haunt us.
All they had to do was check his Twitter because he tweeted about it today.
It's a good point. So he actually did send out a tweet. What was it? Just
I think it was the gif of Forrest Gump on a bus.
It was.
On a bus bench waiting for the bus.
Just waiting.
And he said, just waiting for Chrissy to come back. Like,
yep.
I feel so bad.
Repercussions, Chrissy. We pay for these things.
I talked about it yesterday. I was there. She literally ordered food and just left it on the table.
If I vote in the November election, will you guys forgive
me?
No.
But you still have to vote.
It's a big leap forward. It's a big leap forward. It helps. Well, what kind of pizza was it that she got that she didn't eat?
Cheese.
Yes.
But there must have been. There's some story behind this story that we don't know about. Something happened. She's here, so I guess nothing bad happened.
Well,
I hope not.
I did leave off some of the intel that I had also, that I saw.
All right. Save your intel. We'll come back. We'll address that. Chrissy disappearing on Friday. She ghosted one of our regulars and a bigwig at ESPN. More on, not specifically Sisolak and Chris G, but the stadium, the funding. We now appear to be on the verge of a major change with the plans for the roads around that stadium.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews. Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Do you think about, like, I don't know, growing up and going, well, I never thought of me on the cover sports or with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, something pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good-looking guy, why not?
No, I know you're good-looking, exactly, yeah.
And then the beer chugging commenced. That was Ovechkin and Jimmy Fallon, Braden Holtby, on the show as well. Capitals, world champs of hockey. Their stupid parade today, and their even more obnoxious ad in the paper. Classy! Classy! Get out of here. You're rubbing it in. Rubbing it in. What do you think of the Fallon keg stand?
It was impressive. I mean, there is rumors that he is, you know, drinking away his career, so I don't know if it's the right move.
Yeah, you know what? You could see him tap out. He wanted to be pulled up real quick.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, oh, maybe he doesn't drink a lot. And he's getting all choked up. Is that right? I didn't know that. Is that a rumor out there?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big drinker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ruining his career. Be a big drinker if you want, but don't take yourself down from, what's that guy making, 35 mil a year?
23 hours a day. Just be sober for that one.
I mean, you know, 4 hours a day sober.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Perform.
Well, that stinks.
I could be totally making that up.
Yeah, I don't think you're totally making it up.
I could be. I have to Google Jimmy Fallon alcohol rumors.
Back to the news. Please concentrate. Back to the news of the roads, some of the changes. It is election day, right? So some of the folks who pushed through a lot of the stadium funding, we're talking about Steve Sisolak going head-to-head against Chris G and others for the Democratic spot in the run for governor. I want to get to that in like 4 minutes. Give me the intel on, we were just talking about Chrissy burning us and herself with a great contact from ESPN, ghosting him on Friday, just disappearing. She still hasn't come up with any reason except that she doesn't like to say goodbye, which is, I don't know. I don't buy that. She says goodbye to us every day.
She said that she met somebody else. Was
not there, though. That
no,
she had
she
a previous engagement. She had to go meet
and
someone
so,
else.
And so I did witness this, and I didn't bring it up in the discussion, but I will now just to keep it going. She left. Like, she literally got up from our booth and left. And she was gone. And I was like, oh, she'll be back. And after, like, 10 minutes, Norm Clark, who was there also, as we mentioned, was like, is she coming back? She said she was. I was like, yeah, I think so. And then Arash was like, where's Chrissy? I was like, I'm not sure. And then I looked over. She was walking back toward the booth. But then she was on the phone, and then she just U-turned and left.
Wow. There's something going
on. So I left that part out. But I feel like if it, like my assumption is she got a call from somebody and was like, hey, we're going to meet here. I feel like you could have just finished the lap back to the booth.
In hindsight, I probably like, should have done
that. Been like, I'm leaving now.
I probably I should have, and I wish I had, but but I...
We're breaking her. We're breaking her.
No, that makes all the sense in the world. I had only had two drinks, so it's not like I was... Like, I can blame this on alcohol, which sucks. But there were
two big drinks out of the Stanley Cup, so you gotta...
low blood sugar? Because I left my food there?
Hey, you know what? If you came up with that yesterday, I might buy it.
Because no,
you eat Kit Kats like there's no tomorrow.
Twix, but thank you for noticing.
Oops, Twix.
And I feel terrible. I promise. I will make this up to you guys. And to Norm.
Don't
and
promise.
To Arash.
Don't.
Just I really will.
Don't make promises. You're setting yourself up.
You
know that. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up on that one.
So you don't make promises?
No. I don't follow through anything, so no. I will not tell anyone I'm doing anything. I'm a lone wolf.
I could never do a day-to-day job if I were drinking every day. That's just kicking you when you're down. That is Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Denying that he's an alcoholic.
Wow. All right.
But the rumors are out there for sure.
So I didn't mean don't make promises so literally. I was just trying to make a segue to... I feel like we were promised a grand $899 million project around the stadium, including some newfangled high-tech off-ramps right to the stadium. It looks like the off-ramps, that whole plan's being nixed.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of money is going to go into really reworking the Tropicana and 15 interchange. Won't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun.
What sort of work are we talking about?
Well, it should be a weekend or two of closures, right?
What could they do over there? What was the old, what was it, with the Golden Palm? What was it called before that?
I mean, I just remember Golden Palm. It was like a karaoke place with like a little restaurant.
So that property was vacant forever. Now they're building it up. I mean, that would have been like a perfect area to just blow right through that piece of property.
But now it's going to be a hotel.
I mean, where's their room to be shooting people from Tropicana down to Hacienda and Russell?
I don't know.
Boy, oh boy.
But I'm terrified of what it's going to mean to my commute every day.
Yep. So no direct off-ramps. And I think the thing I'm most upset about, but it does make sense, is I love... Do I give away snitches? You don't go... You're very selfish.
I am. As far as knowing things and not wanting people to know the same things. So
right,
I can have secret ways to go places and secret restaurants to eat at.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of Hacienda through Mandalay Bay. Gigantic fan.
Me too.
That's going to be gone. That's it.
Doesn't matter. Only on game days.
No. This is... Are you sure? This is what I'm reading is that is going to be a pedestrian bridge with one lane for buses.
Oh, I thought it was just for game days that they were going to do that.
Are they going to be able to change it?
Yeah. I think you would just close the road.
I need that road.
Yeah, me too. It's one of my favorite roads.
I got to shoot back and forth across town. That's a great way to get to Thomas and Mac.
Yeah, it's a good way. You go and you...
Don't take that away from me.
Any of those properties that you're on over there, you just kind of work your way over to that back parking lot, and then you jump over, and that's how you get to the side of the 15.
I know we're negative Nancy's on this, but we're trying to envision what the hell they're going to do. I'll tell you what. You know, I never envisioned... When it's done, it'll be great. Right now, it's a living hell. Whatever they're doing with the Spaghetti Bowl, I'm intrigued to see the result.
It's a nightmare.
Because I don't know that I've ever seen a road just, like, blown out in the middle for like a year.
Well, I know you're there.
When that's finished, it better be good.
I know you're there enough because you're somewhat close. I mean, you live on the 95, so you have to go over there sometimes. I have to go there almost every day, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It is a nightmare.
I told you, I drive surface streets. I barely mess with it. But when it's done, it better be good.
Yeah. I don't have much hope for it, so.
You're begging them to not take something away from you, and then in your next breath, you're like, hey, this better be good.
Well, they're two different areas.
Yeah, it's already there, yeah.
One's a nice secret pass-through.
But it's the same department that's completing both projects, right?
Well, yeah, I'm getting more demanding now because they're taking one of my routes away, so another route that I have to take off, and it better be better than we even expected. or else.
Like that meeting last night was better than we expected.
What meeting?
The overnight news. That was amazing to watch. It went better than anybody could have expected. Although it wasn't.
I don't know what he's talking about. The summit?
Yes.
Okay. With your boy KJ?
Yeah. Well, for him. It's a good night.
Called nice things for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
So as my guy Art over at the paper said, the high occupancy vehicle off ramp now considered moot as they move towards a plan that would convert the Hacienda overpass into a pedestrian walkway on game days with a single game traffic days. Lane designated for public transit. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's not going away.
I think it's just for game days. Whew.
I hope.
I hope so too.
I need
Believe me, we're in the same boat on this one. If they close the DI, I might move. And I
why would they
ever?
Why would they close?
I don't know.
Now you're being foolish.
I'm just saying.
You know what? Go watch your fight. You're banned. You're banned the rest of the show. When we come back, we're going to hear from one of the most important. You mentioned the summit. One of the most important players in the President Trump KJ summit, Dennis Rodman.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
It smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Put your hand in there, dude.
All right, let's start out with... Dennis Rodman, who was part of this... Well, he wasn't part of it. He popped up in North Korea, and I'm sure they told him, like, no, you're not part of this. But with the way things are now, you never know what sort of lunacy we could be wrapped in. Kim Kardashian was just influencing policy a week ago. So I don't know. Maybe Rodman is going to be... He's buddies with KJ, as Adam calls him. Hold on. As Adam calls him. So, you know, he could be part of it, but he wasn't. Instead, he's doing TV interviews. Dennis Rodman. Think about. It's funny. Our intern here is 20, right?
Yep.
And he was just asking me about Barry Bonds. So yeah, like you have to kind of reprogram, and you're like, wait, he actually doesn't know a whole lot about Barry Bonds. There are people out there listening right now who probably don't know a whole lot about Dennis Rodman as a basketball player, but he was certifiably insane. And I think he's gotten worse. I don't know if he's got, I'm not mocking on him, if he's got, you know, diagnosed mental issues, maybe that's a problem. Is it drug use? I don't know. But he is crazy. And for some reason, he gravitated to Kim Jong-un a few years back. And listen to him here. What I love about this is I don't believe... that he understands why he got so much hate the first time around when he was pumping up KJ.
He says, it's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those things, I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home, but I kept my head up high, brother.
Brother. So what he's talking about is he's one of the first people to extend an olive branch to this freaking maniacal dictator who's killing enemies of the state, human rights violations that are documented, I'm sure, at like a 10% rate of what he's really doing. Rodman is like, hey, he's a good guy. I'm going to go play basketball over there. Like, what are you doing? And he even says in the interview, this is the Cuomo show on CNN, he even says, he's like, I didn't know anything about North Korea. Well, then that's your fault. You're a moron. There are repercussions. There are a lot of people around the world who are like, we have been terrorized by this regime. We escaped. We have relatives who were still there. Yeah, we're mad. Should they be sending him death threats? No. He's freaking, the guy's breaking down on CNN. Do we have a part two? Go ahead.
I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know one had to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
It is a great day. This is a historic day.
I'm so happy.
You were saying to me years ago that you thought this would happen.
So there you go.
Oh, that's heartbreaking for me to listen to. He sounds really damaged.
Okay, good.
And unstable.
All right.
I mean, I liked Dennis Rodman. He was, when he wore the wedding dress, and he was a spectacle for me growing up. I mean, when I would play NBA Jam, you could change his hair color. Remember that?
There's
a cheat where you could change his hair color. But so this is the sad unraveling, I think. I don't think he accomplished as much as he believes he did.
Say that again.
I don't think he accomplished nearly as much as he believes he did.
Do we want to tell him that, though?
No, absolutely
don't
not.
Tell him.
No, like, that will break him.
He was breaking down at the end. He's like, I believed it.
I did.
I knew it. Like, you knew nothing. You're crazy.
I believed in myself.
And we won't get into all of... Let's see what happens with this. Let's see what the true outcome here is. Because I worry that Rodman in the past was used as a PR tool, and the World Cup is starting in Russia on Thursday, and we're seeing pictures now of is a guy's named Salah, so he's the star player for Egypt, right? And apparently they pulled him out of a hotel. I don't think it was violent, but they pulled him out of a hotel. Folks, have you seen some of the specials on Real Sports on... what is it, Katerov? Right? Chechnya? Just nuts. And another guy who's got lots of documented human rights violations, strongly anti-gay, and you got this international soccer star having to take a picture with him, and you know what the guy's going to do with the picture. Like, hey, look, he loves me. And Floyd, you know what? Floyd visited this dude and got paid big money. And I don't think looked into that. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people's responsibility is. I don't know. Tomorrow, we should hear, if I'm correct, on what's going on with the World Cup in 2026. This will be something we can debate whether the U.S. gets it or not. There's a lot of layers to this one. But, yeah, they have a new setup for deciding on the host country, which is really important because the amount of bribes and scumbaggery in the past was out of control. The choices between for 2026 World Cup, Morocco and the United bid. It's Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. So they will vote tomorrow. Here's what they're doing. And I love the way this is written up. When they, you know, when they had the big World Cup bust, report came out afterwards. There was all sorts of chicanery, skullduggery, and outright corruption. And there was payoffs left and right. And the group was so small, the executive committee that voted on the World Cup, it was only 24 people. So you had these executives, leaders, just selling their bids. They were available to the highest bidder. So that's why we're facing Qatar as a host site. A country that has a tiny population, is tiny in terms of size, and had no soccer stadiums outside, I think, one. Well, now the vote, instead of 24, they're going to have 207. So you assume that bribes can't be handed out to a majority to swing a vote. I'll tell you, the other issue is, after all we've seen with FIFA, and I kind of think the same thing about the Olympics, do we, the United States, even want to be part of this process?
No.
Well, we were part of it in trying to clean it up. So hopefully they've cleaned it up and no more of those illegalities, and the whole thing's kind of gross. And the good news is, with a three-country bid, I assume billions of dollars will not need to be spent on new stadiums. The positive for Vegas, I think we'll probably be a host site for some games. So we'll get further use. We're hoping to get, what, the report on the new stadium for over $1 billion, up to $2 billion. We're supposed to have 52 events a year, so getting a World Cup game or games would be pretty freaking cool. Check out our website for the podcast, lvsportsnetwork.com. We'll see you.